on 2MCE. It's time for Come All Ye, 2 hours of folk music. I'm Bruce Cameron. Good to have your company today. Let's see what happens if we start the program with some Northumbrian small pipes. This is Ian Stevenson playing accordion and guitar, Sophie Ball playing fiddle, and Andy May playing Northumbrian small pipes. Small pipes. Andy May Trio is the name of the group. We're going to hear King George III and Dusk Chase. The interesting sound of the Northumbrian small pipes with two tunes from that part of the world, I suspect. King George III, who didn't come from Northumbria, he came from Germany. And Dusk Chase, two nice tunes. The Andy May Trio, Ian Stevenson on guitar and Sophie Ball playing fiddle, Andy May playing the pipes. Haven't heard this song for a little while. I like to play it every now and again just to keep people thinking about issues. See what you reckon. This is Pete Seeger and a Woody Guthrie song.
The crops are all in and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piled in their creosote dumps. You're flying them back to the Mexico border to pay all their money to wade back again. Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye Rosalita, adios mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee. My father's own father, he waded that river. They took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come working the fruit trees. They rode the truck till they took down and died. Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye Rosalita. Adios mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee. Some of us are illegal and some are not wanted. Our work contract's out and we have to move on. 600 miles to that Mexico border. They chase us like outlaws and rustlers like thieves. Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye Rosalita. Adios mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee. We died in your hills, we died in your deserts, we died in your valleys and died on your plains. We died beneath your trees, we died in your bushes. Both sides of the river, we died just the same. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee. The sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. A fireball of lightning and shook all our hills. Who are all these friends all scattered like dry leaves? The radio says they are just deportees. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee. Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? Is this the best way we can grow our good fruit? To fall like dry leaves, to rot on the topsoil, and be called by no name except deportee. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee.
Pete Seeger, great interpretation of that song by Woody Guthrie, Deportees, or the otherwise known as The Plane Wreck at Los Gatos. And I'd been aware of that song for, well, decades, until I finally decided I've got to work out what this reference to creosote bins is. What's going on here? Why would they put oranges in creosote bins or dumps? Various different versions of it use the word dump. Some use bins. Apparently they offload the surplus crop, put it in creosote so it would be inedible, basically to stop the Mexicans from eating them. Rather than let people have free fruit, they'd just put them in creosote so nobody could use them. Deportees, name of the song. And on a not totally unrelated theme, the next track comes from Tenzin Shogal, and he's, I think, spends most of his time in Brisbane these days, but he's Tibetan, and I'll read from his notes. In a truly global venture, the album, which is called Whispering Sky, first began to take shape in Tenzin's home studio in Brisbane, taking inspiration from his own Buddhist practice. It was shared and shaped with an international cast of talented collaborators and recorded in studios in Canada, UK, Japan and Australia. We're going to hear a track which is of special significance to all Tibetans. It's called Gyalu Tibetan Anthem. It was composed around 1950, which I think is around the time that the current Dalai Lama left Tibet. And it's a song that's sung in Tibetan communities in exile around the world. It's performed here with no lyrics by Tenzin Shogal as a reminder that singing this anthem is prohibited throughout Tibet. piece of music called Galu Tibetan Anthem by the Brisbane-based Tenzin Chogyal, an expatriate Tibetan fellow who probably would prefer to live in Tibet but doesn't. That is a song, originally, composed around 1950, but performed there with no lyrics, as I said earlier, as a reminder that singing this anthem is prohibited throughout Tibet. Prohibited by the Chinese government, of course, not by Tibetans themselves. Another track involving dispossession, in a sense now, this is called Canning Basin Blues. Canning Basin, of course, in northern Western Australia. The singer we'll hear is Kankawa Nagara, affectionately known as Queen of the Bandaral Nadu Delta. She's a Walmatjari elder who comes from that country, Walmatjari and Gunyandi people. She's a human rights activist and environmental activist as well, and a teacher. And in just briefly, her story is she grew up with tribal songs at cultural ceremonies, but she was taken from her family to a Christian mission where she was taught hymns and gospel songs with the choir. And then she was sent to work on a pastoral lease, and country music was everywhere. So that's kind of a bit of a mix of styles that she's adopted. Country music, Aboriginal Australian blues, you might say. A bit of gospel as well. This particular song, Canning Basin Blues, is something of a protest against fracking. Oil and gas is being fracked in the Canning Basin, and they want to increase that. But the people who live there don't necessarily think that's a good idea.
It's all for Canning Basin. An ode to Canning Basin. For our folks who are listening, it's the Canning Basin Blues. For mama, don't cry for me, baby. Don't cry for mama, don't cry for me, baby. They are coming with their money and their greed. They are coming with their money and their greed. Gonna drill holes in me, baby. Gonna suck the life out of me. Gonna drill holes in me, baby. Gonna suck the life out of me. Gonna drill holes in me, baby. Gonna suck the life out of me. Gonna drill holes in me, baby. Gonna suck the life out of me. Gonna, yeah, crushing and a grinding and poisoning. Crushing and a grinding and poisoning. Fixing what's left off of me, baby. Fixing. Fixing what's left off of me, baby. Fixing, yeah, fixing. What's left off of me, baby. Fixing. Fixin', what's left off of me, baby? Fixin', yeah, fixin'. Fixin'. fixing. What's left off of me, baby, fixing your children's children will be their heritage. Your children's children will be their heritage. Your children's children will be their heritage.
Walmajari Elder, Kankawa Nagara, with Canning Basin Blues from her album Wirralmarni. Interesting story for that artist, and some interesting music on that album, Wirralmarni. We'll hear more from her, I suspect, in future programs. You're listening to Come All Ye on Community Radio 2MCE. Two tracks now from the English Acoustic Collective, a group of three English musicians: John Dipper, who plays violin, Rob Harbron, who plays concertinas and branches out on bassoon on a track or two on the album, and Chris Wood, violin, viola, guitar, and he sings songs as well. Here's a composition by Rob Harbron called Copernicus, who you will remember was a Polish astronomer and a priest. That didn't help. In the 16th century, and he was quite fascinated by the movement of the planets and the stars and so on. His views weren't really shared by many people at the time, but were later accepted, of course, as we know. Then the second track from the album, which is called Ghosts, is a set of two tunes. First one's a Morris tune called Bonnets of Blue, and then John Dipper's composition Kennington Jig, the English Acoustic Collective.
Thank you.
There you go. Two tracks from a trio called the English Acoustic Collective. Their album's called Ghosts. We heard John Dipper's tune, or John Dipper's composition just then, called Kennington Jig, and John Dipper was playing it on violin. Chris Wood was playing viola, and Rob Harbron, concertina. With Kennington Jig, they played Bonnets of Blue, traditional Morris dance tune. And opening that double play was a tune called Copernicus, written by Rob Harbron. Very talented chappies, that lot. English Acoustic Collective. Well, it's time I introduced you to the featured album, I think. We'll start off with two tracks. The Newry Highwayman and a set of tunes called Trip to Cullenstown and Lexi McCaskill and Limestone Rock. Who are playing these pieces of music, I hear you ask? A group from England called the Flying Toads, who in true English style have a little bit of a play on words for the group name. Flying Toads, based on the Irish traditional tune Flowing Tide. So the Newry Highwayman, Newry, of course, on the border of, or just north of the border in Ireland, an Irish version of the Jolly Blade, this song. Then Din Tarrant's polka from the fiddle playing of Din Tarrant from Bally Desmond. Bally Desmond is in Cork, I do believe. Then Trip to Cullenstown, a reel from the mouth organ playing of Phil Murphy of Wexford. Then they put with that Lexi McCaskill, the reel by Dr. John McCaskill from Fort William, and Limestone Rock, a traditional reel. Featured album, In Stitches, it's called. This is the Flying Toads.
In your town I was bred and born, in Stephen's Green, now lions gone. I spent my time at the saddler's trade. I always was a roving blade. I always was a roving blade. At 17 I took a wife, and I loved her dearer than I loved.
two tracks from today's featured album. It's called In Stitches, and it's by the English group The Flying Toads, who are Val Marciandi, who plays concertina and sang that version of the Neary Highwayman, Brian Hurst playing cittern, fiddle and guitar, Keith Whidden playing tenor, banjo, bouzouki and a bit of singing, Eric Faithful plays pipes, Elan pipes, Northumbrian small pipes. He also plays flute and whistle on the album. We heard there a set of tunes, The Trip to Cullen's Town, which they learned from the mouth organ playing of Phil Murphy from Wexford. Cullen's Town is in Wexford. You need to know that. Lexi McCaskill, second tune in that set, a reel written by the Highland piper Dr. John McCaskill from Fort William in Cameron Country in the west of Scotland. Limestone Rock was the third one, a traditional reel. And opening the set from the featured album was the Newry Highwayman and a polka called Din Tarrants. More from them very shortly. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. I'm Bruce Cameron, and here's a man with a very good voice. Sumptuous voice that fellow has. Andrew Murray is from County Mayo originally, and that comes from an album of his titled Hell or High Water. And singing with him in the background there was Tim O'Brien, well-known American bluegrass, old-time musician. Now, to the work of Nathaniel Gow. This is a mob that got together in Edinburgh to celebrate and play the compositions of Nathaniel Gow, who was a early 19th century, late 18th century composer and performer in Edinburgh, who actually had Nathaniel Gow's dance band. That's what this lot have titled this album. This group are called Concerto Caledonia, and we'll hear Nathaniel Gow's Stumpy Strathspey. Oh, by the way, Nathaniel Gow, you need to know this. He was the son of Neil Gow.
To stand back boat in the eyeless stream and eyes upon the shingle in the sand for the broccoli of the oyster. Do you mind all the pearl fisher's lore? How you hid from the wrath of the baileys on the shore with the sitter of the water in your eyes when the lamprock sang in the morning. The summer days were grand in the warm sun of your father's smile when he let you hold the treasure in your hand, a fine jewel from the water, and he gave your mother the pearl to hold in her bosom like the lady of Inverell as she gathered the wood for the fire and the lavrock sang. Across the waters of the Tay, for a fine pearl in your father's hand. Was that the price the river made you pay? Was a pearl for a pearl a bargain? For where's the jewel to compare with the traveler's song in the moorland air, hidden in the shell of your heart when the lavrock sang in the morning? Do you mind how your father used to stand backbowed in the eyeless stream and ice upon the shingle in the sand for the broad gleam of the oyster? Do you mind all the pearl fisher's lore, how you hid from the wrath of the baileys on the shore with the siller of the water in your eyes when the lavrock sang in the morning? When the lavrock sang in the morning? When the lavrock sang?
Singer is Amelia Hogan, and her album called Burnished is rather good. And just in case you're confused, the lavrock is the Scottish name of a skylark. A song composed by Brian McNeil.
Okay, this is by my other favorite composer, John Philip Sousa.
Van Duser is the name of that guitarist, and that is rather outstanding, don't you think? Stars and Stripes Forever. One guitar, one man, John Philip Sousa, one composer, from an album of American finger-style guitar. Ruth Hazelton has a new album called Heron Bones. It's rather different from her better-known style of music, that particularly the album she recorded with Kate Burke some time ago. She's more into the electronics these days. This is a song called The Tri-Coloured House. Sort of based, well, not sort of, it is based on the Elfin Knight, which is an old, old song. It tells the story of protagonists challenged to complete a series of magical, impossible feats in pursuit of true love. And there's a bit of a hint of Scarborough Fair about the story and the song. And Ruth acknowledges inspiration for her version from the Dublin band Lancome. So see if you can put all that together as we listen to Tri-Coloured House from Ruth Hazelton.
Were you ever down at the Tri-Coloured House, where every rose grows merry and fine? There you will meet an neat bonny lass. Will you tell her she'll be a true love of mine? Will you tell her to make me a fine new shirt, where every rose grows merry and fine, without any seams nor needlework? And it's then she will be a true love of mine. Oh, and tell her to wash it in yon spring well, where every rose grows merry and fine, where water ne'er sprung nor ever fell. And it's then she will be a true love of mine. Tell her to hang it on yon white thorn, where every rose grows merry and fine, where there ne'er grew a thorn since Adam was born. And it's then she will be a true love of mine. Will you tell her to iron it all with a millstone, where every rose it against the wall. Where every rose grows merry and fine, and let neither chaff nor corn fall. And it's then he will be the true love of the tricolored house, where every rose grows merry and fine. It's there you will meet with an eight bonny lass. Will you tell her she'll be a true love of mine?
Well, quite the soundscape there from Ruth Hazelton. That song was The Tricoloured House. As I said before, kind of based on the story of the Elfin Knight. Ruth's been involved with folk music in Australia for 30 years. She's covered a lot of territory musically in that 30 years, and now she's branching into the soundscape stuff with lots of experimental electronics. You're listening to Come All Ye, and I think we will go now to two Canadian musicians, Daniel Kulak and Carnell Sawitsky, and an American song called Red Rocking Chair. Thank you.
ain't got no honey, baby, now. It's all I can do, all I can say. Ain't gonna be treated this way. No, I ain't gonna be treated this way.
Daniel Kulak and Carnell Sawitzky, Red Rocking Chair. Quite experimental version of that too. Not quite as experimental as Ruth Hazelton's previous track, but experimental nonetheless. We'll go back to something a little more predictable now from the featured album. They describe this track as four alliterative jigs. Banish Misfortune, The Battering Ram, The Geese in the Bog, and The Boys of Ballymote. And together, they've decided to call the track Banish the Battering Bog Boys. This is The Flying Toads from the featured album today, In Stitches.
Thank you.
lively set. Four jigs there, Banish Misfortune, The Battering Ram, The Geese in the Bog, and The Boys of Ballymote, collectively called Banish the Battering Bog Boys, from the featured album In Stitches by the English group The Flying Toads. Not a new album, not a new album at all. It was released in 2010, but it never made it to featured album until today on this program. Val Marciandi playing concertina and doing most of the singing. Brian Hurst, cittern, fiddle and guitar. Keith Whiddon, tenor, banjo, bouzouki and some backing vocals. And Eric Faithful, Elan pipes, flute, whistle and Northumbrian small pipes. That's the featured album. Now, let me see. I think it might be time to hear from Martin Carfi and Dave Swarbrick. This is a song called Whale Catchers, and Martin tells us that they don't like whale catching, but you don't forget your history.
On the 23rd of March, my boys, we hoisted our topsail, crying heaven above protect us with a sweet and a pleasant gale. We never was downhearted, boys, nor let our courage fail, but bore away our to Greenland for to catch the Greenland whale, for to catch the Greenland whale. And when that we come to Greenland, where the bitter winds did blow, we tacked about all in the north, all among the frost and snow. Our fingertips were frozen off, likewise were our toenails, as we crawled on the deck, my boys, looking out for Greenland whale, looking out for Greenland whale. We come to Imez, where the mountains flowed with snow. We tacked about all in the north till we heard a whale fish blow. And when we catch this whale, my boys, homeward we will steer. We'll make those valleys ring, my boys, all drinking of strong beer. We'll make those lofty alehouses in London town to roar. And when our money is all gone, to Greenland go for more. Oh, to Greenland go for
Whale Catchers, a song from an album released by Martin Carfi and Dave Swarbrick. Dave Swarbrick not there for that one. The album is called Straws in the Wind, and Swarbrick does actually turn up on most tracks. The next one is a set of tunes again. We heard a set of tunes from the featured album just a little while ago, the Banish the Battering Bog Boys set. Well, this is a bunch of tunes in D, the key of D. Spotted Pony, Waiting for Nancy, and Quince Dillon's High D from an old-time band, string band, called the Piney Creek Weasels.
Mm-hmm. Is it perfume? Is it tea? Whatever it is, it does nothing for me. Should I drink it or dab it on? Can I swap it for a coffee? Or has all the water gone? It is hot, it is wet, it is eau de toilette. Is it from the house of Lipton or Chanel? I only want a cup of tea, not this stuff you've given me. If you think I'm going to drink it, go to help me, someone. Call a doctor, call a nurse, call an ambulance, I'm poisoned and I think it's getting worse. I only wanted a cup of tea, but I fear that my last mouthful will be the death of me. It is hot, it is wet, it is eau de toilette. To my mind it is more toilette than eau. If you want to spoil your day, add the oil of Earl Grey. I'm reliably informed it's bergamot. What a mouthful. Is it perfume? Is it we? Whatever it's supposed to be, it doesn't taste like tea. Should I drink it or dab it on? Can I swap it for a coffee? Or has all the water gone? It is hot, it is wet, it is eau de toilette. Is it Twinings, is it Tetley? Let me see. Go ahead, make my day, but please don't make me drink Earl Grey. All I want is a proper cup of tea.
So if you're ever making tea for Endlicheny, now you know. Please, not Earl Grey. Lauren Sheehan joins the program now. I've got a few albums by Lauren Sheehan and don't play them often enough. Some of them are really nice. This is called Two Wings, the album that is, and she's going to sing not one of her own songs, but a song by Gillian Welsh and David Rawlings called Only One Only.
Only one and only.
scattered by the wind. Our everybody's unsaid sad goodbyes. But there's only one and only who could go
the question hanging. Only One Only, composed by Gillian Welsh and David Rawlings, sung there by Lauren Sheehan with some help from friends on an album called Two Wings. Play more of that, I think, in future programs. Final track we'll hear from the featured album now. A set of tunes once again, starting with Lord Mayo, which is a traditional march. On the 8th of February 1872, Richard Burke, who was the 6th Earl of Mayo and British Viceroy of India, was assassinated by an Afghan convict while visiting the penal colony at Port Blair. He's buried in County Kildare. There you go. That's what happened to Lord Mayo. As I Roved Out is the second tune in the set, an Irish variant of an English broadside called The Trooper and the Maid. A song, of course, that is. The Troop and the Maid dates back to the early 17th century, and then a cracker of a tune called Brenda Stubbarts, written by Jerry Holland. Last track from the featured album today, In Stitches, by the English group called The Flying Toads.
Lily White Lamb, led me to the table. Thanks plenty of wine for a soldier boy to
from the featured album In Stitches by The Flying Toads, we heard a set of tunes, Lord Mayo, As I Roved Out, which is not a tune as a song, and Brenda Stubbart's reel written by Jerry Holland. So, The Flying Toads, once again, were Val Marciandi, Brian Hurst, Keith Whitten and Eric Faithful. I say were because I don't think they still exist. Certainly the website doesn't exist anymore. But they were quite good. They came from Sussex, I do believe, playing mostly Irish music. Here's Dave de Hugard with a song from the Bathurst area of New South Wales. The tune came from Joe Yates, who was from Sofala. A more complete set of verses came from Susan Colley from Bathurst. She called it the Holiday Song.
Sunshine, it's over the meadow. Sunshine, it's over the hill. Ridding the valley of shadow, down by the murmuring rill. Come with me, happy and free, gay as the bird on the spray. Grief, care, come if you dare, we are so happy today. Come for the holiday, it's fleeting. Come ere the morning goes by. Let not the joy of our meeting ever be checked by a sigh. Come with me, happy and free, gay as the bird on the spray. Grief, care, come if you dare, we are so happy today. Are blooming down in the flowery glade. Soft summer breezes perfuming, wooing to rest in the shade. Come with me, happy and free, gay as the bird on the spray. Grief, care, come if you dare, we are so happy today.
I met a pretty little girl walking down the avenue. I met a pretty little girl walking down the avenue. I said, hello, baby, can I go home with you? She said, yeah, honey, gonna rock this house tonight. She said, yeah, baby, gonna rock this house tonight. You gotta give me plenty loving, everything gonna be alright. Hooray, hooray, these women is killing me. Hooray, hooray, these women is killing me. If you don't believe me, just stop right here and see. Well, we sung at the midnight and rocked to the break of dawn. Well, we sung at the midnight and rocked to the break of dawn. You can't get hopeless, I'm gonna keep you warm. Hooray, hooray, these women is killing me. Oh yeah. Hooray, hooray, these women is killing me. If you don't believe me, just stop right here and see. and she looked kind of tired, so I looked around and asked her, honey, it's 5 o'clock, honey, what you wanna do? Well, it's 5 o'clock, baby, what you wanna do? She said, I don't care if it's 8, I leave it up to you. Lock this door, gonna throw this key away. I'm gonna lock this door, gonna throw this key away. I ain't going home, gonna stay right here all day. Hooray, hooray, these women is killing me. Hooray, hooray, these women is killing me. If you don't believe me, just stop right here and see. Hooray, hooray, these women is killing me. Hooray, hooray, these women is killing me. If you don't believe me, just stop right here and see.
That's Guy Davis with Fabrizio Boggi. A deep and meaningful song. Hooray, hooray, these women is killing me. Gosh. This is a tune called Glen Column Kill, played very fast. And then they'll go into another one called Ah Surely, a couple of reels from Andy McGann and Paddy Reynolds, with Paul Brady playing guitar. And that will bring Come All Ye to a conclusion today. Thanks for your time and trouble tuning in here on Community Radio 2MCE, or wherever you are, you might be listening out in space somewhere. Because we're out there as well. Well, at least up in the ether. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.